Hi everybody, so as promised, I have a tutorial for you. This tutorial is kind of adapted from Gabby After Hours hybrid rosary, but not really. I kind of think of these as like a rosary bead bracelet, but rosary beads actually go like that. They connect there, and then you have the three beads. But this actually is not connected, so that it's easier if you have a, if you have a smaller wrist. This is nice because you can loop it around and then connect it. Whereas with a regular rosary bead, wow, I would never wear this on my wrist. Let's say you connected it right there, then you have this thing flapping around, and it's kind of annoying. So this kind of bracelet is nice because you can adjust it to your wrist size. So let's get started. So let's talk about what you're gonna need. This pack of beads was $2.99, so it's not that hard to find beads that, you know, can fit. But just make sure when you look at them, when you're picking out your beads, you need to look at it and say to yourself, are two pieces of string going to be able to fit in that? If your answer is no, don't get them. This is the kind of cord I bought. I got it from Michaels and Skinny, and it's a little bit like bristly. And you probably could even just go to your Michaels now that you have in town and be able to find the exact same things. The size of the beads kind of depends on how long you need your string to be. But for beads this size, okay, so this is about 52 inches. You're going to fold your piece of string in half, and so now you have this loop at the end. And what you're going to do is put a cross there, but make sure the cross is not too big. Make sure it's not pokey. I'm just gonna put it on. Okay, so I put it on, I have it folded in half, and I put the cross at the end. This knot kind of takes a lot of practice. So after you put on your cross and you've made your knot, you're going to put one bead on. So you're going to take both strings and you're going to put one bead on both strings. And then we're going to make that same knot again. Let me see if I can do it backward. That'd be kind of cool. No, I can't do it. This is probably the most tricky part, is kind of like leaving it loose so you can move it. So now that you've done this bead, you're going to put on three beads, but in a different way. So you have two strings here. You're gonna put a bead on one of them. It doesn't matter which one. And now that we have a bead on one side, we're gonna take this string and we're going to put this string in going that way. Sometimes this is the easier way. Put the string on and then slide it up. So now you have a bead like this. And it's cool because you can slide this back and forth on the string. So you're gonna do two more of these. Once you're finished with your three, make the same kind of knot as we did before. Put another bead on just like this, going over both strings. Make another 10 the same way we made the three. Make another one of these, another one, and then you just keep repeating until you have five. And then what you do is you knot the end. You can have yours clasp one of two ways. You can either put one of those claspy things on it so that this end here, if you had a clip on here, I could clip it on any part that I wanted. But because I have mine measured out perfectly, I actually have a little rubber band here. And what I'm going to do is pull it over the cross. So it's kind of just pulling on there, and because it's tight, it's snug, it's not going to fall off. And if you want, you can also take, you know, little mini metals or whatever kind of metal you want and just put them on different parts of the string, because as you can see, it has this little loop here. You can open and close that loop. You can put as many metals as you wanted. So you can have this whole thing covered in metal, so it's kind of like, you know, a metal bracelet thing, which is your rosary at the same time, which is kind of cool. So I hope that wasn't confusing. Yeah, become a saint. Bye!